guitar sounds on this Thursday afternoon, and for good reason. This Saturday is Toronto Guitar Day. My name is Mark Wigmore. Welcome to The Oasis here on the New Classical FM. The Guitar Society of Toronto has a mission to celebrate the classical guitar world by educating and also presenting great concerts. And its big gala event will take you coast to coast this Saturday at 7 p.m. Toronto Guitar Day will feature a masterclass and concert. It's all part of the GSOT's International Performing Artists Series, and it will be streamed online. Joining the New Classical FM with details on Toronto Guitar Day is Heather Moran-Clark, the president of the Guitar Society of Toronto. Heather, welcome back to The Oasis.
Thank you.
You put together a great roster for Saturday evening. The masterclass as well is going to be such a special event and resource for classical guitar lovers, but I have to imagine players as well.
Absolutely. I've seen a couple of online masterclasses, and basically what happens is the people who are playing submit a video in advance. And so the master, who is Louis Trepanier from Ottawa, they get a chance to look at the videos in advance. And then essentially they have an online lesson, which is public for other people to watch. It's been a great experience, the couple I've watched. For this one, we have two university students playing and an adult amateur, because we're sort of open to everybody, and a 10-year-old young boy from just north of Toronto as well.
Fantastic. And we start in Ottawa at 2 p.m. on Saturday, your masterclass. Tell us a little bit about Louis.
Well, I've known Louis for quite a long time now, but he is a founding member of the Canadian Guitar Quartet.
Incredible.
He's actually the only original member that's still left in the quartet. They've recently undergone some more staff changes.
Sounds like the Canadian brass. They've got just the tuba player left.
Right, exactly. So they actually have two brand new members. Louis is the only remaining original member, and we're looking forward to what's going to happen next, because they're a great quartet.
This is a person who is used to performing in front of lots of people, being on the road, working on repertoire all the time, and so a great choice for your masterclass.
Plus, he's a professor at the University of Ottawa as well. So,
a suggested donation of $20 to cover the society's cost for the masterclass, 2 p.m. on Saturday. That should be great for players. It is The Oasis. If you're just joining us, Heather Moran-Clark, the president of the Guitar Society of Toronto, is here with details on Toronto Guitar Day this Saturday. So take us through the roster. 7 p.m. Saturday night, you go from Nova Scotia and Quebec, a pair of Ontario players, and then out west to BC and Alberta, all from the comfort of our own homes. It's going to be a wonderful gala. Take us through how the evening will roll out.
So, yes, we decided to do a cross-country showcase of the diverse talent that exists in Canada, something that we wouldn't be able to do if they actually had to come to Toronto.
Right.
But it's a uniquely thing that we can do because of the pandemic, really. So the Chartres-Cormier duo is flute and guitar duo, and they're going to be playing a sonata by a German composer from the 1700s, which will be quite interesting. Then we have Thierry Bégin-Lamontagne, who is a young guitarist from Quebec City, and he's going to be playing music by Weiss.
Now, for each performer, do they get two or three pieces of repertoire? How's that working?
We basically asked everybody to do about 10 minutes apiece.
Great.
So we've got seven performers, so it'll be a little over an hour with an intermission, and there will be chat with the artists as well. And then we have Tarek Harb, who is from Jordan but is now teaching and living in Montreal, and he's doing Caprices by Luigi Lignani, who's an Italian composer, and Clair de Lune by Claude Debussy, which I'm sure everybody will recognize. And then we have Bahar Osare, who is from Iran, now lives in Toronto. She's going to do a piece by Mesut Özgen, who is, I believe, a Turkish composer who is actually still alive, lives in and teaches in Florida. So we've gone from early 1700s to current day composers. Ileana Matos is a guitarist from Cuba who now teaches in Lethbridge, Alberta. And she's going to do some music by a Cuban composer and also by Barrios, a Paraguayan composer that people might recognize. And then we have Anna Pietrzak, who's a Polish guitarist, who I first met when she came to play with Kerry Stratton's orchestra at Casa Loma. She now lives in Vancouver, and she's going to play some pieces by Sergio Assad, who's a Brazilian composer who is also still alive. He was born in 1952.
Heather, as you go through the list, I have to note, yes, you're going across Canada, cities across this country, but we're also going across the world. And that does say a lot about this country, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And that was something that I really wanted to showcase as well, is that it's an international concert, but also uniquely Canadian, which is was kind of the point. And we're going to finish off with our artistic director of the Guitar Society, who is going to play some music by a Spanish composer and a Brazilian composer. And he's from Hamilton, Ontario. So that sort of takes care of the concert part of it. One other thing I was going to say about these online concerts is one of the things we found, we've been doing them all season since September, and we have found that people will tune in from all over the world. We've had people from across Canada, from Alberta and from Nunavut, in fact. And also we've had people tune in from the UK, Peru, Argentina, and Spain. Also something you couldn't do if you were doing a live concert.
I know. And it's a story I hear from so many arts organizations. I know Hot Docs, the documentary film festival, which is also on this weekend, it is Canada-wide for the first time ever. Because right. of exactly that. So this is the world we suddenly live in, and maybe we'll take something from it when mm-hmm. we start to actually put guitars in front of people again. But it is an interesting opportunity right now, that's for sure.
It is. And I think we're also lucky in that, you know, when you look at the Toronto Symphony, for example, or the ballet, it's very difficult for them to actually perform online because there are so many of them. But guitar is pretty uniquely available to us to play as a solo instrument. So it's much easier for us to do online concerts.
I think it's going to be a lovely event on Saturday night. We can register right at the website, which will take us to the Eventbrite page. And here's the website for Toronto Guitar Day. This Saturday, April 24th, guitarsocietyoftoronto.com. I'll give that to you again, guitarsocietyoftoronto.com. And Heather Moran-Clark, President, Guitar Society of Toronto. Just a wonderful roster. 2 p.m. the masterclass, 7 p.m. the gala. Thank you for being here this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Mark.
We're going to post this information as well on the new Classical FM social media pages and the homepage at classicalfm.ca tomorrow morning.